Stag, this is dictating on Myra Maggie. Myra is MYRA, Maggie, MAGEE. Maggie Myra. Date of birth is 2/1/51. Date of visit is 5/18/23. Please make a copy for Dr. Enercita Martinez. That's Enercita, Enercita Martinez, Martinez. Next paragraph. Dear Enercita, thank you for sending Myra McGee for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, fifth present tense. This is a 72-year-old lady with a history of multiple myeloma since 2020, has been experiencing a shortness of breath with activity over the past 2 to 3 months, and was on home oxygen at 3 liters nasal cannula. The patient does not ambulate much due to dyspnea. She was sent for a CTA of the chest on 4/10/23, and it showed no pulmonary emboli, no aortic aneurysm or dissection, and there was bibasilar atelectasis in the lung fields. And no evidence of any lung masses. The patient has been on morphine ER for chronic pain. She also was placed on a diuretic, including Aldactone 25 milligrams daily. She does complain of some leg edema and denies leg or calf muscle pains. She has multiple joint pains and back pain and pain all over, period. Next paragraph, past history includes history of breast cancer on the right with lumpectomy in 2011. She also had a tonsillectomy in 1957, hysterectomy in 1977, right ankle surgery for fracture in 2000, and a rotator cuff repair in 2000. Patient also had a diagnosis of multiple myeloma since 2020. She has hypertension, but no history of diabetes. The patient has kyphosis. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked one pack per day for 15 years and then quit. No alcohol use. Worked in an office. Next, family history. Father had an MI. Mother also had heart disease. Next paragraph. One sister had a history of leukemia. Next, Next, paragraph system review. The patient had fatigue, no weight loss, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, or nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, flank pains. She has shortness of breath and occasional cough. There's no abdominal pain. She does have diarrhea and constipation. And she denies any chest pain, but has jaw pain and leg swelling. No anxiety, no depression. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle aches. And no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next paragraph. Med list included baclofen, 10 milligrams TID, acyclovir, 200 milligrams BID, ezetimibe, 10 milligrams daily, gabapentin, 300 milligrams QID, omeprazole, 40 milligrams daily, aldactone, 25 milligrams daily, synthroid, 88 micrograms a day, amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily, metoprolol, 50 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This elderly white female, pale, alert, but no acute distress. Blood pressure, 100 by 70. Pulse is 78, respirations 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 163, saturation 93. HEND announced phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matter, throat is clear. Next, supplemental bruise in the thyroid enlargement to lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the diminished breath sounds of the basis. And few bibasal crackles. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2, no murmur and S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities 1 plus edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph. Chronic respiratory insufficiency with hypoxemia. Number two is history of multiple myeloma. Number three is bibasal atelectasis. And number four is restrictive lung disease. Number five is kyphosis. Next paragraph. Next paragraph plan. The patient has number six is chronic pain. Next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to continue the O2 at 3 liters nasal cannula. Incentives parametry was advised every 4 hours. And nebulized albuterol solution, 2.5 milligrams, added every 6 hours as needed. A complete pulmonary function study was ordered with lung volumes and diffusion capacity. And the patient will be seen again in 4 weeks, and I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Copy for Enercita Martinez, MD. Enercita Martinez, MARTINEZ, MD. Thank you for this consultation. Start, Ms. Suzanne.